We are learning Masechtas Baba Basra, Tav Tzadik Dal Amar Aleph, Tzadik Dal Amar Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amar Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamoyche Peiris L'Chaveiro, when someone sells Peiris to his friend, so what's expected is, Harezim Mekabel of Roiva Tinoifis L'Sa'ah. In a saw, there's six kavin, and every kav actually has four quarters, that's Pashit. 6 times 4 is 24. One quarter of a kav per saw, which is 1/24th of a saw, is expected to have tinoifis. Pashit, that means like dirt, because when you gather tvua, or peiros, or seeds, or beans, the stuff get into it. So that's what you're mekabel. You're mekabel, you're going to have a roiva tinoifis a saw. And it's not, you can't, then that alch is, that's the sale. It's not a makhtois, even though it has a roiva tinoifis. Te'enim, mekabel of esim and tolois lameo. When you buy te'enim, when you buy figs, there's 10% that are mutulois, it's wormy. Martev shel yayin, mekabel of esse koisos lameo. If you buy a martev, a cellar, a wine cellar with 100 barrels, 10 of those barrels could be koisos. Koisos are wine right now, but it's going bad. If you leave it a long time, if you age that wine, it'll turn into vinegar. That's yayin ra. Kankanim v'sharoin, mekabel of esse pitzos lameo. And these kankanim, these little like bottles, jugs of wine and sharoin, there you makabel eser pitzois. We'll see what it is. This means bad kadim lemeya. We'll have to get later on in the Gemara to see exactly what that means. But our Mishnah says, and that's the ikker concentration in the beginning, is the first part of the Mishnah. And it says that when you sell peyrois, you makabel, which means the lekech, the buyer's makabel, that a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24th of a saw, will be tenaifis. And therefore it's not a mechatayis. So to Gemara. Tony Rav Katina. Rav Katina, when he said over this Mishnah in his Braisa, he said over a little change. Tony Rav Katina, Roiva Kitniyais L'sa. That we're talking about that in this saw of Peiros, which could be Chitim, there will be a quarter of a kav of Kitniyais, of beans. That's what he says. And this is actually, as a derech agav, that's why we don't need kitnias on Pesach, because you see, kitnias always was near the wheat. So here, when someone buys a sa'a of chitim, he should expect a quarter of a kav of kitnias, and it's not a mechatois. That's what Rav Katina learned. In our Mishnah, it's not the word tenoifis, but the word kitnias. So afraid the Gemara of Afrura is loy, because tenoifis means either one, means not chitim. So afraid the Gemara of Afrura is loy, and let's say it's dirt. There's mechatois. B'amo Rabba Barchia Ketushafah Mishmei the Rabba Boyer Tzror Megran Shachaveroi. This is a loch and Hilchas Mazik. If there's a meicher who's selling a whole saw of chitim, and I go over there and I take out a few rocks from the pile there. The loch is Noisin Loi and Tapetzalagam Alef Loisin Dmei Chitim. You have to give him Dmei Chitim. Why? Because since he could sell it. And now you remove, he could sell that whole, he has, let's say it's a big basket of a saw of chitim. And without that rock, with the rock still there, he could sell it as is. Now you took the rock out, he's not allowed to put the rock back, because then already that's biyadayim. And it says in the pasuk, sasa avol mishpat, you can't put in, the meicher can't put in rocks into his chitim. Only thing is they come there naturally. So now you took it out, it's like you stole some chitim. The halacha is you have to pay him to make chitim. That's the halacha. That's a vice choice. And first of all, the response goes to Arichas, why do you have to pay the Dmei Chitim? I only stole a tsar, it's a rock. It's really a grama. So he says, this is a garmi. Because here it's direct damaging. It's like you burn a star shachaveru. Let's say a guy has a star that Reuven owes him $1 million. He burned the star. So you say, what do you mean? The paper? Said, yeah, I'll give you $10 for the paper. So he said, no, you have to pay $1 million or not. It's shalav garmi. That's called garmi. And we paskin that garmi is Chayiv. What's the difference between a grama and a garmi? The Rashbam learns the difference is that a grama is something that doesn't happen miyad. It happens later on. Even though maybe it's nicker, but it doesn't happen right away. Garmi, it's something that happens miyad. Just what makes it a grama is that it's not nicker. Like, for example, here, when I took out the tzrar, I did the damage right away, but it's not klar, like I took out a rock. That's what it means, garmi. Or you burn a star. You burnt a star. So it's not clear hezek, but that's called a garmi. That's what the Rashbam learns. So here, it's a garmi, and therefore you chayiv. So what do you see? You see that he could have sold it with the tzrar, not dafka kitnias. So here's a kasha, Rav Katina. Rav Katina said, a kitnias, mashma, that rocks are non-acceptable. Here you see, klar, rocks are acceptable, because it says, bar tzrar megrein and shachaveiroi, noisled mechitim. And for the Gemara, huh? Yeah, it's a braisa also. This Rav Chia, it's Tani good. I'm saying, Bom Rav Chia is a Meshuvah, I guess. Must be his Rebbe or something. It's a good question. Yeah, it must be from an older generation, and this is accepted halacha, so therefore he had this kasha for him. The Rishayim don't speak out what's the kasha, but the chori means because this was accepted halacha, and therefore it's a kasha on this man the Yama. So Gemara answers, no, that you're right. Kitnius is Raiva. Kitnius, you have up to a quarter of a calf, which means you have up to 1/24. Afraria is Pachas Maraiva. It's about Ad Bechlau by Kitnius. Kitnius, you can have a full Raiva, a full 1/24 of Kitnius, and you still can sell it. When it comes to Afraria, Stavka Pachas Maraiva. But if it's Raiva already, it's too much. So it's a very small difference. When it comes to dirt, once it hits a Raiva, that's too much. But if it's Kitnius, then even Raiva is fine. And more than that, it's not fine. So that's the chiluk between Kitnius and Afrarius. Faith of Afrarius, Raiva, Loiva, Taiwan, Tebraisa. Hamoich, a paris, a chaveri, a paris to your friend. So it depends. Chitin, Mekabel of Raiva, Kitnius, Lasa. When it's Chitin, Mekabel, a Raiva of a Kav, Lasa, of Kitnius. Sairim by barley, Mekabel of Raiva, and Neshevis, Lasa. Neshevis are like straw that blows into it. Unless the Neshevis are blowing. Adashim mekabel reiva afrarius asa. By lentils, you mekabel reiva afrarius, you mekabel the sand. So it's a pashas that these things are just things that are usually next to the chitim. Chitim usually doesn't have so much sand. It has kidneys. Sarim has straw. Adashim has sand. So my lab, and it says klar reiva. Reiva is mutter by adashim. A reiva afrarius even. Dirt is mutter by adashim. My lab, who adin lechitim sarim. It's the same thing. Pashas be the same thing. What should be the difference? That if the Mekabel Reiva Afrarius over here, you're also over here. Why didn't it say it by the other ones? Because that's not the normal thing to have Tenefis like that. The Afrarius over there. So it's Kasha on Rav Katina and Fete Gemara. Shani Adashim, the Me'ikar Akrilhu. So the Gemara answers, no. Adashim is the reason why there it's normal to have a full Reiva Afrarius is because the way you harvest lentils is by pulling it out of the ground. Since you pull it out of the ground, automatically you're going to have dirt. Masha'enke and chitim sarev, the way you harvest it is by cutting it with a sickle, or today it's with a machine. So there's not so much dirt in it. And therefore, and then also you can do it with cows, they can have special machines that cut it off very quickly, and with oxen that schlep these big sickles, and therefore there's not so much dirt there, and that's why there's no dinner for reiva afrarius by chitim sarev. So now the Gemara says, okay, let me have a riot to Rav Katina. Ella, Taima da Adashim, Dafka says Reiva by Adashim, Dem Ikka Akulo. I was Mash, Bavachitim Sari, really? Mash, Bavachitim Sari, Taka Fraris, does not work. So Rai, maybe it's a Raya to Rav Katina. Tishamine, Chiti Vesari da Fraris, Loy Makabal. Da Chiti Vesari, you're not Makabal Reiva Fraris. So everyone knows, it wouldn't be a Raya that way either. Why? Because Loylam Chiti Vesari, Makabal Fraris also. Dear Makabal also, Reiva Fraris. So why did it say by Adashim? Because they say the opposite of Chiddush. Adashim Esrichalei, the Saga Dat Chamina, you would think, given the Mikka Akulo, since there's a lot of sand around the lentils when you rip it out of the ground, so Yosim Reiva Namil Kabal, maybe it's even normal to have more than a Reiva. Kamash Vlo, no, Dapka Reiva. More than a Reiva is not acceptable. So coming out that Rav Kat, we can stick with Rav Katino if we want, we don't have a Rai, we don't have a Kasha, it could be Tzimachleikis, but because he's in the Makshin held, not like Rav Katino. But in any case, we're coming out that it works like this, that anything that's normal to be around those things, you get a Raiva, up to a Raiva. More than a Raiva, no good. But up to a Raiva, including a Raiva. When it comes to a Frarius by Chitim and Sairim, there, it's be a little less than a Raiva, that would be acceptable. But if it's a Raiva already, then it'll be a Mekach Tayyus. So I'm thinking about Am Rav Huna. So Rav Huna comes with a Chiddushim. Am Rav Huna, and Bala Nafais, if you go ahead, the Lekach goes ahead, the Maisi decides to sift, he sees there's too much here, too much dirt here, whatever it is, too much kidneys in his chitim, something up over here. So he decides to sift it. And he sifts it, and he sees that it's more than a reiva. So halacha is, bolanafes menapes kuloi. He could then charge back on the entire amount. That means he sifts it, and he sees, you know what, it's more than a reiva. He goes back and says, you owe me now, let's say it's a reiva plus, reiva plus. So he says, he goes back to the Meicher and says, you owe me a Reiva plus a Chitim. And we don't say the Opta Reiva is Mechila, and only what you found more than a Reiva has to pay back. He has to pay back everything. Now why? So Amri law, some say it's a dina, it's medin. But Amri law knas, some say it's a knas. Amri law dina, what's the svar that would be dina? Man the yah of zuzi, because the reason like this. Betzem, man the yah of zuzi, a perish per yah. Really, when I give money for Paris, I want a full saw of good Paris. But v'roiva leitar chinish. But up to a raiva, or including a raiva, if you hold al-bichlal, so then, loy tarach inish, it's not worth my time to sift it. So therefore, I'm moichel. Not because I really want to give, I want to pay for Furrier's kidneys, I want to pay for Paris. But, lemaisa I'm moichel, because I'm not interested, it's not worth my time. But yoysim raiva, once he's born a raiva, so then he has to be a tereach. Once he has to be a tereach, so then it makes a difference. It's not more tircha to sift the whole thing, you have to sift the whole thing. So Yosef Mareva Tarach Inish. Bekim in the Tarach, Tarach Bekula. So he's saying, Be'etzem B'yisoydai, he's not really Meichel. He's only Meichel because of Tircha. But once it's so much, and he sees he has to sift it anyway, then he's not Meichel on anything. And therefore you have to pay him the entire amount. That's the Svar Medina. But Amri law, some say it's a Knosa. Roiva Shriach to get mixed up into the Chitin. Yosef Lo Shriach, more than not Shriach. The Iud Arv, it must be, he is the one who mixed it in. And the kibin the orev, since he mixed it in, kantsura bana bekulu. We make a knas on kulu. Why? The Rashbam, the reason is because with them with chayshish, maybe he did everything. Maybe everything was biyadai. Once we see there's extra here and he added on, so maybe he did everything. And since maybe he did everything, so then we're going to make a knas on him, and therefore he has to pay for everything. So it's two pshatim Rav Huna. Huna says you have to pay for the whole thing. Two pshatim. One pshat is because of knas, and the other pshat is because of medin. Medin would mean is that since he's already sifting it, then he wants to pay for the whole thing. And now the Gemara is going to go into Simon, all these different kashas, call Trey Shtari, the Rav and Bar of Nachman, Oinoa, the Kavanusa. These are different mesveis that the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Huna. And in every kash you have to dan, is it the kasha on Medina or on Knossa? On which level is the question? And that will be, we'll speak that out as we go along from Shane the Rashbam. So Zakta Gemara, mesvei, first mesvei. Mesvei. This brisa is talking about kelayim. It's got a mishnah in kelayim, actually. It's a mishnah in kelayim. The halacha is, by kelayim, you're not allowed to plant two things together. Even though it's maybe there are bon on kelayim, but you're not allowed to mix. You're not allowed to plant chitim and kidneys together. But up to 1/24, since, like we said, it's normal to have that amount mixed into it, that's called the same min. If I take a full saw, and in that saw is a quarter of a kav kinyas, that's called all chitim. And it's not called the min, because it's normal. Once it's more than that, you have to might. You have to might it. So it says it like this. Kol saw shesh by reva, already has a reva, it says, not even more than a reva, but reva itself. Mimina, chay might. You have to might it. Rashbam says, we're talking about before you planted it, or you planted it before it took root. So, but once it took root, it's too late, he says. It can't be mayat anymore, because then it's also. But before it took root, or before you planted it, you'd be mayat it. That's what the Rashbam learns. Kol sos yeshba reva minacha yemayat. You take out some of the kidneys. Shavrua. So we assume the reva de kalayim, ki yosem reva. That by kalayim, reva has been like more than reva by Paris. The hacha like by Baos. But Katani, what does it say? Yemayat. So the question is, the halacha should be, if reva has a status of more than reva, you know what halacha should be for Rav Huna? You should take the whole thing off. You should take the whole thing. Rav Huna says that once it's passes the shear, you chayav in the whole thing. So the Rashbam says the kasha is on the tzad medina, not knosa. The tzad medina. By medina we say that once you start sifting it, you sift the whole thing. So here also, once it's more, so you take the whole thing out. Take all the kidneys out of the chitim. You remember, you're planting chitim, kidneys is kelayim. So he's saying, up to a raiva, v'loy ad v'chlal, is not called kelayim. Why? Because it's normal to be included. Once it's a raiva, it says you might. Make it a little less. Make it less than a raiva. For anything tomorrow, if you have huna, you should take the whole thing away. Rashbam explains, this is a kasha on the tzad that it's medina. Because on knas, the Rashbam learns there's no knas yet. Zok t'masha, why? Because Rashbam learns that you didn't actually take root yet. You didn't do an issa yet here. You didn't actually take root. There's no issa kalayim yet. Taisus argues, but like Mashal explains, V. Rashi, he had to learn the kasha was on Medina, not Knosso, because he didn't do an issa yet. So the kasha is on the Mandioma Medina. Tel Chayra, here it says, V'katoni Yemayet. So really the Rashbam has a kasha on this kasha. Because what's the dimdin? buy chitim is there, why selling chitim is there, the var is mechila. Once I was terech, already is no mechila. But here, it has to do with kalayim, what's normal to be part of it. So that's why can you might? He doesn't stand the kasha. Well, it's different tariffs anyway. But it's a shvara kasha. Therefore, Tosis learns it's a kasha on knasa, because Tosis learns the Gemara is really handling a case where it really took root. I in Tosis, and therefore Tosis learns the kasha on mandam knasa. But just for to make it simple for Daf Yomi level, we're just saying is like this, that because this is a very important look at Rashi and Tosis with Marasha. But the kasha is that Rav Huna says that in Bala Napais, Menapais says Kula. That's what Rav Huna says, and here it's Mavuyer that you just do Mimayet. And in Kamakaima, but that's what I'm saying. When we learn Daf Yomi, we have to move a little quicker. But really, it's Mechleik, it's Rashi and Tosis, the kasha is on Knas or Din, and it's totally in that Shaila if we're talking about Yemayet or not. Okay. So if the Marakasha, if you're Rav Huna, you should be mayit, the entire thing, take off the whole thing, just like we said, Rav Huna said it by Mechira. And for the Gemara, Roiva the Klayim ki Roiva Dacha. Really, Roiva the Klayim is like Roiva by Paris, and really, Roiva Klayim is really not a problem. So why, it's mayit, so why have to mayit it? Mashum Chumra the Klayim. It's Chumra the Klayim, you mayit it. So we're saying like this, that Klayim, the only reason why is Mechumra. This is a Chumra, so you're not going to take the whole thing off. But either Rav Huna's right, that if you did something wrong, it's more, either Al Knas like Tosis, or like Rashi, Al Dina, you'll take the whole thing off. You have to take all the kidneys away. But here, since it's only Chumra the Klayim, so all you do is you mayit. Very the Gemara Kasha, Yehochi. If that's the case, look at the Sefer. The Sefer sounds like it's a riot to Rav Huna. Yehochi. That you should take everything away, all the kidneys away. So if the din of roiva wasn't a chumra, it was just a din of roiva, a din of just like of more than a roiva of selling, is a roiva of klayim. They both have the same status, and it's a medina no good as klayim. And so then when you stamp shah Rav Yosef, you're saying like Rav Huna. So yeah, b'shlama kiyosim roiva. You don't make a knas. Rav Yisrael, like Rav Huna, kansina. They do make a knas. They do make a knas. It'll be understandable. Like Rav Huna, they can make a knas. So right here, you can stop right here. Rav Kveger asks on the Rashbam, I thought there was no knas by Kalayim. Here it says kansina. It's good kasha. He blabbed basically shver. The ayin sham Rav Kveger. But he's saying, Bishlama, if you want to tie it like there's spams, you can tie it to words kansinan. Bishlama, if we're learning that Raiva of Kalayim is the same status as more than a Raiva by selling, so we in the stamp, Shad and Rav Yasi, holds a Rav Huna. That once you have to be Mayit, we take the whole thing away from him. Because no Mechil already, it's not they take the whole thing away from him. So then we have a Machlaikis. Eli, Amit Kiraiva Dami, if it's a din of Raiva, and really it's only a Chumra de Kalayim, so why in the world, when if it's only a Chumra de Kalayim, would you make him take away all the kidneys? It really, Medina doesn't have to do that. Why would you do that to him? So Gemara answers, "Also my time, the Rabbi Yisum should the Mechzi Kimekayim Kalayim." The answer is because the Mechzi Kimekayim Kalayim, because it looks like I'm being Mekayim Kalayim like this. Rashi explains once. Rashi explains once I take away some of it. So now, why am I leaving there kidneys? It looks like I'm putting there on purpose. If I'm putting there on purpose, it looks like I'm being Mekayim Kalayim, and that's why it's a problem. Not because of the knas of Rav Huna. Rav Huna doesn't apply here because it's only talking about a Raiva, not more than a Raiva, and that's only Chumrama. The reason why Rav Yosi holds, you have to already sift out everything, is because it looks like it's a Mekayim Kalayim. Once I start my mind a little bit, why am I leaving it there? It looks like I'm making Kalayim.